This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
From the birthplace of radio's greatest era, live from New York, it's Radio Night Live with Kevin McCullough.
Wait, who?
Kevin McCullough, I'm starting with you.
Huh? The big dog, Kevin McCullough.
Who? Kevin McCullough.
No, who?
Nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
Who? Kevin McCullough?
Kevin McCullough is a nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
What?
How Barack Obama's dismantling hope and change and CEO of Extreme Media.
Oh. All right. Glad to have you with us. And if you missed the first hour with Kristen B. Tate, get the podcasts on the SoundCloud page or at TheBingeThinker.com. And coming up, our favorite Taco Bell addict this hour, Kaylee McEnany, the one of the original ladies loungers from when we started this segment on the nightly show way back when on my flagship station here, AM 970 The Answer in New York City. Glad you're with us. Welcome to the weekend. Hope you're doing well. Hope your teams are winning more games than mine are in the playoffs today. I went 3-1 last weekend. So I thought, well, it's not, it's just 75%. It's not, it's a C. I made a C. Not great, but you know, if you're going to miss one, you miss two, 50. So you failed. I got a C. I passed. And those LA Rams just totally confused me because I didn't understand why the Falcons could beat them anyway. Those of you that aren't football people, you're already lost. But tonight, I really thought the Falcons, if they could go out and beat the LA Rams in LA, the number one team out there, I thought, well, they can easily come in and beat up a beat up Philadelphia Eagle team. And then they totally like didn't. They laid an egg tonight. I think the Falcons have a hard time because it was cold and like it's like real football conditions. You know, like there's cold weather and hard ground and. Like it's cold. Like they play in their tidy little indoor stadium down in Georgia, the Georgia Dome. It's all like 72 degrees year round. So you know, as long as it's perfect. But there were a lot of fumbles and stuff tonight that you know the weather caused it because it was just cold and it's getting colder. And here in New York, we had like a day of 50 degrees and now it's going to be like -7 tomorrow again. I'm kidding, not quite that cold. It's going to be cold though. Hey, we've got a lot to get to this hour, and I want to say thank you to Lord's Diamonds because at the end of 2017, Anu Khanna, who is the owner of Lord's Diamonds, which is a fantastic jeweler here in the New York tri-state area. She has an office on 47th Street, and she specializes in getting you more diamond for your jewelry than anywhere else for lower money. And she works with people on every kind of budget. So if you want a $30,000 stone, she can get it. If you want a $300 ring and that's all you can afford, she can help you with that too. But she provided this really beautiful eternity band, and then we ended up being able to really surprise someone who lives in Atlanta, Georgia, and she really has had a hard time. She's going to receive the eternity band, and she's so excited about it. So we're really thrilled to do that. Well, I had dinner with Anu this week, and she said, Kev, I'd love to do something for Valentine's Day. So I thought, okay, let's do it. So, Nick, put the Lord's Diamonds thing on the screen. If you're watching on Biz TV, here's the details. That bezeled stone necklace right there, it's a bezeled diamond setting with a white gold chain. And it's not cheesy, heart-shaped, you know, like the over-the-top cliche Valentine's Day thing. No, this is classy. The lovely bride has one very similar. She loves to layer it with other necklaces. So, you know, because that's the thing now. I didn't understand this, but the thing now is you wear more than one. And this is an Instagram-based contest. So how many of you have the Instagram? Are you on the Instagram? Ivan, are you on the Instagram? Kylie, are you on the Instagram? Oh, the girl on the team is not on the Instagram. Well, you got to go get on the Instagram because in order to qualify for this drawing, you're going to get on the Instagram and you're going to follow the Lord's Diamonds Instagram page and you're going to like the necklace. Now, this necklace is worth $950. It's white gold and it's a very high quality. It's a quarter of a carat. But it's F color and it's VS1, which is the very, very clear clarity. And then we're going to draw the winner on the 10th of February, which is the Saturday before Valentine's Day. But that's how you get eligible to draw. So you go to Instagram, do the Instagram, like my Instagram while you're there, and then go over and hit the Lord's Diamonds Instagram, become a follower, and then like the post that has the contest with the necklace in it, and you're automatically registered. Like that post, follow her on Instagram, and you're ready to go for the Valentine's Day necklace. And you will be, gentlemen, you will be a hero if you win. I gave the lovely bride the necklace that she has. It's like this one. And let me just say, giving diamonds to ladies never turns out bad. It never turns out bad. Giving diamonds to ladies is always cool. So do that and have a lot of fun. Now, speaking of fun, this week, the RNC spokesperson, Kaylee McEnany, who's been on this show so many times, she's a really, really true friend of the show, came to New York City. She couldn't come into the studio live tonight, but she wanted to come see me in person. And she has a brand new book that's out, and we're going to learn all about it. But we rolled the camera, and we're going to give you now an exclusive look at something we didn't even let the radio audience during the week hear. This is my exclusive sit-down with RNC spokesperson Kaylee McEnany, former CNN and Fox News contributor, and her brand new book called The New American Revolution in my Monday through Friday studios. Take a listen. Good. Kaylee, welcome.
Thank you.
It's good to have
love
you.
Being here. It's been so many years. Can't believe it took so long to come in.
We were talking beforehand. We met when you were an intern at the Huckabee Show. And at that time, was it always kind of the career course that you were kind of aiming to do what you're doing now? Not necessarily with the RNC, but in general, advocating for policy and fighting for issues.
Yes, and I always thought I wanted to be on the political side of things. Fell into the media side of things off of a White House internship in the Bush administration and Office of Media Affairs. And when I went in and saw Dana Perino give her press briefing, I looked around and I said, that's kind of fun. You need to be unfiltered in media. You know,
you
don't have to not be holding to a constituency.
So anybody along the way give you good advice or say, you know, here's the path you should chart, et cetera?
Oh, there's so many. Alan Combs was one of the ones who was very influential in my life. Of course, Alan Combs passed, you know, Sean Hannity, and Combs. Ironically, it's been a lot of my liberal friends that have kind of mentored me and shepherded me through, like Van Jones, believe it or not, even though he's a radical leftist, a very nice person, and Alan Combs as well.
Well, Alan, you know, the talk radio world, I think, is a lot poorer for his absence because he was one of the few people that understood, even on the issue of the fairness doctrine, he understood the danger of what it was if that stayed in place, and he spoke out for what he believed, and he was very principled about that, even though it sided him with people that were largely opposed to him on every other political point. But I always found, I love Sean and Alan both, but I always found Alan someone I could relate to a little bit more. And Sean was the guy I agreed with on everything, but we miss Alan, so that's the genuine thing.
Absolutely.
So you were in media, you were coming up, you went to law school, you got that taken care of, and then you hit the election cycle and got into CNN, and you had mostly done stuff with Fox prior to that.
Yes.
Talk about the difference in going from one network to the other and kind of what did you learn or have your eyes open to or experience in that period of time?
I learned what conservatives are up against, and it's a behemoth, a monumental, huge machine that is the mainstream media, and I would include CNN and MSNBC and many other outlets in that pot. But it was eye-opening because I loved so many people at CNN as humans, Van Jones in particular, but as political journalists, it seemed to be more advocacy for leftist agenda rather than fair, balanced reporting.
Mm-hmm.
The Republicans who were chosen, for the most part, were Republicans in name only, who would speak out against this president. Now those people have been fully embraced. And I learned that, you know, I had a rare opportunity as a Trump supporter to be given a platform there because it's not often the case that they have people like Jeffrey Lord and I on, and it's become rarer and rarer, and that's very sad.
Well, and since the election, you know, because they had you and Amanda Carpenter and Mary Catherine Hamm, who I still believe is there, but a lot of you are no longer there. And was their desire to try to have a more balanced panel table only intended for the election cycle? Do they have no real intention of trying to balance out what they do on a more ongoing basis? Because I was getting encouraged that they were hiring all you young conservatives.
Right. It definitely seemed that way at first, that maybe there's an opportunity here to have some balance. And then Jeffrey Lord and I quickly found out it was 1 versus 7 or 8 liberals, and I would include the host in that mix.
Right.
And I was encouraged that maybe we're turning a corner here and they're interested in providing the viewer with a different viewpoint. Doesn't seem to be the case. There are some conservatives they've hired. Jason Miller, Jason Miller,
yeah.
Jack Kingston, there are a few, but
Mary
it's always
still there.
Mary Catherine, but it's always 1-on-7, and they're populating their panels with Republicans who dislike the president alongside those Republicans. So they'll say 4-on-4, but there's 3 Republicans that despise the president.
That's
not reflective of the electorate at all, which turned out for Trump much like they did Romney and McCain to the same numbers.
This week, very interesting in that regard, because the discussion about Oprah and kind of a populist candidate idea that could come out of the left side has really fascinated the news world. I'm sure you've seen the...
Okay, when we come back, more with my exclusive sit-down with Kayleigh McEnany. Don't go away. It's Radio Night Live.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight. At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutrifies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $9.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever. Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Don't become dependent on the medical system. Get and stay healthy naturally with Extendivite. Metals in the liver cause peroxides to get dumped into the bloodstream. Peroxides do more damage than free radicals to the arteries, and the LDL has no protection from peroxides, causing the LDL to get stuck in the arteries, creating a potential blockage. Extendivite slowly chelates the metals away from the liver so it can dispose of what was meant to be a harmless process, peroxide. Extendivite 7 herbs has a job to strengthen the organs and circulatory highway. Can you afford a heart attack? Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite. Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
What a little moonlight can do.
All right, Kevin McCullough, glad you're with us back here at Radio Night Live. And let's go right back to the very special exclusive sit-down that Kayleigh McEnany, former CNN and Fox News contributor, sat down and gave me. She did a lot of media this week, but she came into my studio just for us. And this has not been seen anywhere else in broadcast media. We pick up the conversation where we left off. All right, so we're working on getting the...
But I'm thrilled to reintroduce...
Okay, that's next segment, Nick, actually. We need to get back to where we were with Kayleigh at the end of the last segment. You know, technology is a tricky thing sometimes, friend. It can be your best friend. It can make things look so smooth and hip and cool, and other times it just... doesn't work. Do we have it back now? Okay, go.
I think very interesting in that regard because the discussion about Oprah and kind of a populist candidate idea that could come out of the left side has really fascinated the news world. I'm sure you've seen the coverage, but the day after the Golden Globes, CBS, NBC, ABC's morning shows are just Oprah fests. I mean, it's just all these things. Now, I've made the prediction, I don't think she'll run, and if she runs, I don't think she'll win. But I'm definitely in the minority in having that viewpoint, and I think there's reasons why I believe that that's going to be true. But it kind of touches on what you wrote about, because the making of a populist movement didn't begin with Trump, and it's not going to end with him. There were election cycles going back where you had the George W. Bush running in an election with a Ron Paul, and there was a section of the Tea Party that came up with Rand Paul, kind of, you know, they were his embodiment of what that was. And really, I mean, you look at the Tea Party, I think there was a lot of populism that was just expressed in that altogether. But you went deeper with this. So let's talk about the New American Revolution, the making of a populist movement, and what did you set out to try to discover or find in this story?
I wanted to find people who were plagued by the greatest issue of our time. Issues, I should say. So terrorism, policing, illegal immigration, and just put a human face on, you know, these individuals who are animated by the policy decisions made in Washington, and they have a direct effect on their lives. And I found men and women across the country who were angry, certainly at government, but they had overcome, which was so interesting to me, that even when government doesn't show up, Sabine Durden, for instance, the individual who killed her son when he made an illegal left turn, had been deported and came back into the country, even when government had betrayed her, she overcame. And I think that's at the heart of the American spirit, where even if government's not doing its job, there's something ingrained in what makes us Americans that allows us to overcome. And for these individuals, it was faith in Jesus Christ.
And we're going to talk more about that, how the thread continues through. Let me touch on that for a second. The border issue, even this week, people are pressing the president and saying, are you really going to build the wall? And because the DACA conversation, it appears as though he's going to do some sort of allowance for the DACA kids to stay, but he has married it, and he did yesterday in his prime minister, with the appearance with the prime minister from Norway, he's married it directly to, but the wall gets built. What will happen to the populist support that he's had if that wall doesn't get built?
It's important to get built, and the president makes no qualms about that, and that's why he said it over and over and over.
Would that be a deal breaker for that Rust Belt support and those people that turned out in unusual numbers for him?
I don't think it'd be a deal breaker because I don't think it's going to happen. I know the president is going to make sure that this happens. And what I tell folks who are worried, and we've heard conservatives express worry on this, that the president won't build the wall. What I would tell them is look at his track record. Most Republican politicians, when they got into office, would not have dropped out of the Paris Climate Accord. They would not have implemented the travel ban that was struck down by a court and eventually upheld. They wouldn't have done that.
They wouldn't have fought for a Gorsuch.
They wouldn't have fought for a Gorsuch, but he's done that. So trust the person you elected and know that he's going to make it happen.
Well, okay, so given that, how important to the populist base is the immigration issue?
It's very important. It's one of the three issues that got President Trump elected. And how many times did you hear build the wall? He said it often. He said it early and often. I think in his first speech, when he declared his candidacy, he even mentioned the wall. So it was very, very, very important. I think there is room among the Republican base to allow for DACA individuals to stay. You know, this was 62% of Republicans support this. So there's room for compromise, but not absent border security.
He also said if the campaign rallies ever got a little dull, all they had to do was say build the wall and the thing sprang right back to
or
life.
Drain the swamp.
That's
yep.
Right. Yeah, it was very interesting. We're speaking with Kayleigh McEnany, if you're just joining us. She's the author of the brand new book, The New American Revolution, The Making of a Populist Movement, forward by Sean Hannity, an all-American good guy, a great American himself. Let's talk a little bit about what makes the populist movement the populist movement. Who are these people? What do we not understand about them in terms of how important they are to the general electorate as things stand right now?
Well, they're average, everyday Americans across the country, outside of the cozy confines of Manhattan newsrooms and D.C. and the Capitol. And that's, I find a disconnect often between the commentary class and the political class and the men and women who make up this populist movement, who most of them haven't met their politicians or haven't met a journalist, because the journalists and politicians, unless it's your district, simply don't go to find them. And it's just this united betrayal on both sides of the aisle, from the individual in Flint, Michigan. I interviewed Noah Patton, who didn't vote Trump or Hillary, and he's disillusioned and doesn't have hope in government. But to the woman who did vote for Trump, and she lost her son and husband to terrorism, they're united in betrayal, despite maybe being on different sides of the aisle, despite having different opinions on who should represent them.
So, introduce us to some of these stories. What was the hardest story for you to hear of the people that you interviewed?
The hardest story to hear was definitely Kim Copeland. And we all remember the Nice terrorist attack, when that refrigerator truck rammed through a crowd of people in Nice, France, and Bastille Day, and two Americans lost their lives. There was that picture that I remember seeing on my TV screen, and it was a young baseball player, 11 years old, and his dad on the mound. And it was hard for me to hear, because as I sat across from Kim in Lakeway, Texas, and we shared a meal together and watched her tears, I remembered where I was when I learned about the Nice terrorist attack. I was getting ready for the Republican convention, popping around my house, trying on dresses. What do I want to wear on CNN? And I see this happen, and you see these tragedies take place, but you never see the human face of what's within them. And to see Kim less than a year before, not even a year anniversary of her son and husband's passing, to see her pain and to remember where I was in that moment, and to see the human face of what was happening on the other end of those TV images was just really, really impactful to me.
You talk about how the faith of these people were what pulled them through.
All right. When we continue, and it's Kevin McCullough back in the live studio now, this was an exclusive sit-down I had with Kayleigh McEnany earlier this week. She has the brand-new book out, The New American Revolution, and I would encourage you to get a copy of it. It really is some heart-wrenching stories. But just what I started to talk to her about there, how their faith was what impacted them and helped pull them through these things that they were going through, we delve into in the next segment, and we were not able to show you right there a story that she got very emotional about, but we'll touch more on that topic when we come back, because it's worth telling. Anyway, glad you're with us. It's Radio Night Live, big, bold night on the radio and TV coast to coast. It's Kevin McCullough. Thank you for joining us. Don't go away.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Do you have any of these symptoms? Night cramps in the hands and feet. Your arms and legs often go to sleep. On short walks, do your legs get aches and pains? Is your memory worse than it used to be? Ankles that swell late in the day? Has your blood pressure increased lately? If you answered yes to even one of these questions, you may have early warning signs of arterial blockages. Your body is saying that it is time to take Extendivite. These are not the normal signs of aging. They are the warning signs that accompany blocked arteries. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hi, Peter Picaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
Of all the boys, of all the boys, boys, of all the boys, 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 of all the boys.
A beautiful, gorgeous night in New York. Glad you're with us, and very happy this week to have Kaylee McEnany stop by the studio and sit down with me in an exclusive. She said specifically because she went to, she was on all the shows. She was on Martha McCallum and Fox and Friends and all those guys, and then she did Eric Metaxas' show and some others, and she said, Kev, I saved some of the best stuff just for you. So, friends, I saved it for you. I didn't even put it on weekday radio this week. I thought that it would be a nice treat for us here on Saturday night. So let's go back to the tape. I'm just starting to ask her about, in her book, the New American Revolution, and it's all about the making of a populist movement. And she says it was tied very directly to not only what people wanted to see of their country, but what they believed about their God. Here's how we picked up the conversation.
Why is it so specific in your estimation?
Because Jesus Christ is someone who fully understands their pain. Because in the person of Jesus Christ, we know that the Son died on the cross and was absent his Father and suffered that same human pain, except I think at an even deeper level. Because where Kelly Weinbrenner and Rob had access to Jesus in their toughest hour, Jesus did not have access to his Father. So I think they understand that he, on a personal, real level, understood and could empathize with what they were going through.
How verbal were they about that? How articulate did they get about specific things about their walk with Jesus? Did they share Bible passages? Did they talk about prayer experiences? Take me behind the curtain a little bit.
Absolutely. They talked about prayer. They talked about watching Joyce Meyer and her speaking to them on a specific day in their lowest moment. And what's incredible to me, just before this book was released and before Kelly Weinbrenner got a copy of my book, she said, "You know what, Kaylee, it's amazing. When you open up about your faith, and when you tell these stories about the butterfly," and she shares it with people, she said, "I immediately hear other stories about Christians who have had encounters with feathers and coins." And I said, "Wait, what did you just say?" She said, "Feathers and coins." And I said, "Have you gotten my book yet?" And she said, "No." And she didn't realize that the chapter that precedes her and the chapter that follows her, they were Christians who lost loved ones who had experiences with feathers and coins. And this is not something supernatural. It's just... It's the way that God spoke to these people, and that they just, he was showing me in real time that he's real and he's out there and he's alive, even when sometimes you don't feel it or see it.
My now deceased mother-in-law used to call it playing dot to dot with God, that he would only give you one dot and you get to that dot and then he'd show you what the next dot was. And there was this kind of, she was always on the lookout for it, by the way. And I think that plays into this, because if you are without hope, which Scripture says if you abandon Christ, you are without hope. You mourn the nothingness that is the outcome of whatever. But with Christ, there is immense hope. So there's this constant anticipation of what he's going to do and how he's going to show up and what it's going to mean and how it all gets put together. And what's interesting about this is that the populist movement that put Trump in office and the experiences you're talking about, you know, Trump had a higher percentage of evangelicals than the last couple of election cycles. Much more energized evangelical base. And people on the other side of the discussion look at it and point and laugh and they say, but he's not even a religious guy. In fact, he's had really bad moments and really, you know, said tawdry things and these types of things. So what was it about people that were depending on God, walking with God? What did they see in Donald Trump? How did they get connected to this guy that shouldn't have been, on paper, connected to them?
They saw someone who was a fighter, and they identified that they didn't feel in their communities or outside of their communities in some cases, because a lot of these communities are small little Christian towns like McBee, South Carolina.
Yeah.
But outside of that, they didn't feel like they could talk about their faith or they'd be judged. And to see a fighter, that's what they needed. They needed someone that would go out there, be brash, be bold, and make it to where it was acceptable to talk about your faith and to share the experiences you've had. And Donald Trump was that person. He was a fighter. He wasn't perfect, but a lot of our biblical leaders were not. Moses.
Well, when people say that, I just am like, have you read about David?
Exactly.
He committed murder and adultery all at the same time. So it's, and I'm not.
And when we continue in our final segment with Kaylee, we'll pick up the conversation from there, because there was a little surprise that we had waiting for her that she had not expected. But if you have been a familiar listener to this broadcast or any of my shows that Kaylee's been a part of, you know that there's a couple of things that, well, she just can't get away from, and that's sports and fast food. So we'll have to wait and see how we ended our time together. But Kaylee McEnany, the book again is The New American Revolution, The Making of a Populist Movement, and it is really a good read. Colleague of mine, Sean Hannity, we're up against each other in drive time in New York, but he wrote the foreword for this, you're gonna be moved by the stories. Just get this, and Kaylee is such a great writer. She's done a really good job of putting this together, but I would like you to do that and support her. Anyway, we've got a lot yet to get to. It's Kevin McCullough. This is Radio Night Live from New York and online at TheBingeThinker.com.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my health today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
People search the internet for everything, including you. With a few clicks, information from your past can be quickly discovered, from business deals gone wrong to misleading reviews, negative articles, and unflattering images. Studies show 78% of people search for someone online before doing business with them. Will they find the real you? With ReputationDefender.com, you can establish a positive internet presence. ReputationDefender.com pioneered the field with over a decade of experience, serving thousands of successful individuals and businesses. We use patented, award-winning systems to boost positive content and suppress negative material. Don't let the internet define you. Take control of your reputation today with ReputationDefender.com. For your quick, free reputation analysis, call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
KMC.
So glad you're with us. Kevin McCullough, right back to the exclusive sit-down that Kaylee McEnany offered me this last week on the launch of her new book, The New American Revolution, The Making of a Populist Movement. Final few minutes with Kaylee.
So let's talk about how this plays going forward. Where are the people of your book going to be a year from now, with the tax cuts through, with ISIS destroyed, with pulling out of the climate accords? Our mayor here in New York is suing the oil companies because he says they caused Superstorm Sandy. We live in different Americas. These people live and breathe and believe things that people in our city here would never give credence to. what happens to them a year from now and maybe a couple of years from now through the next couple of election cycles as you see it?
Well, they want real tangible change, and this first year was a good start. You know, my
81 accomplishments.
Right.
It's just amazing.
Right. It's incredible, but, you know, it's a good start, and I think they're looking for more results, and they really deeply care not so much about a person or a political figure, but about their issue and about seeing, you know, the widow who lost her husband on the VA waitlist, seeing legislation, seeing solutions, hearing from her neighbors that many of them are veterans, that they are getting access to care, that things have changed. And it's something that can't be told to them, that they've got to feel and identify in their communities and in their daily lives. And I think this first year was a great start, but real solutions is what they need to see, want to see.
Now, it's your job to tell that story of the start. And I will say there are a lot of accomplishments that have gone unheralded. I was listening to my colleague's show, Hugh Hewitt, a couple of days ago, and all the grains that we're now exporting to China, just one thing I didn't know anything about. And yet, barriers have been broken down. We are exporting major food product to China. Nobody knows that.
Right.
In massive amounts, we're sending stuff overseas. And there's all kinds of, like, real little hidden, untold stories like that.
Yeah.
But I think it's just attributable to the fact that, like, Trump's just a workaholic. He just gets up and he just gets at it and goes all day long. Is he going to get the biggest things done that he wants to get done, do you think?
I hope so. And it's going to depend on Republicans in Congress coming together. And, you know, it was frustrating for us as a party and for many of our voters when, you know, there was one thumb down and it separated us from Obamacare repeal and replace.
Yeah.
And I can tell you my Obamacare victims in the book, they email me and they say, you know, Kaylee, we were almost there. And, you know, for them, it's a real life mm-hmm. reality that they deal with. You know, their son can't get pain medicine. He used to have Obamacare, the plan just doesn't cover it, and he's bedridden, and it changed his life. And so for these individuals, you know, it's going to depend on Republicans being bold, and individuals like Senator McCain, you know, materializing on that promise he made to his constituents to repeal and replace.
But if that same son wanted a sex change and other experimental type things, Obamacare would have covered those.
Exactly.
Like, the weird part of all that is
right.
just how out of this world the mandates were. Let's talk a little bit about the presidential prospects in 2020. Now, the president did say that he is running, or his lawyer has said he's running. Do we see a Republican primary opponent in 2020, or has this Never Trump stuff, can we finally put that to bed? Or are the troublemakers still going to be there by the time 2020 rolls around?
Well, if we see a so-called Trump candidate, he won't have much success. You know,
right.
I can't speak for the personal ambitions of someone like, I don't know, John Kasich or whoever would consider themselves to fill
Jeff
that role. Jeff Flake. But what I can speak to is the electorate, which is fully behind Trump. You know, everyone said Trump would hemorrhage Republican voters. He wouldn't get them. He got the same numbers as Mitt Romney, same numbers as John McCain. This electorate, this base is excited about him, and I hear about it every time I go back to my home state of Florida. I hear from them, and,
yeah.
and they are supportive of this president, so a Republican challenger not going to have much luck.
You remember I was like the only guy that said that he was going to win the Rust Belt going away, and I called the states. I've been very pleased to see how those voters have stayed with him.
Yes.
Because when repeal and replace didn't get done, that was a part, you know, it could have been a parting of the ways because there were people that were kind of depending on that. But he's been to Capitol Hill so many times in
yeah.
just the first year. And even in the meeting with the with both sides of the aisle day before yesterday with the issue of DACA, when they released all the raw footage of him just sitting at the table with Dianne Feinstein and Dick Durbin and Steny Hoyer and all of his guys sitting around the table, you saw an executive that was running a board meeting that was run the way it was supposed to be run. Like, all you had to do is watch 10 seconds. They go, that's the guy that's in charge, and he's getting it done.
Right.
And they were all eager to say, Mr. President, this is my idea. And he's like, yeah, okay, so here's what we're going to do. We're going to do the first part. It's going to be DACA and border security. We're going to come back and do comprehensive an hour later. And I think that literally if Trump's in charge, he will call them back 1 hour after they pass and say, okay, so get started on the next thing. That seems to be the way he operates.
That's right. But you saw, you know, a New York boardroom transported to the White House,
yeah.
you know, a true, real negotiator, someone who wants bipartisan achievement, and that's what the American people want. Every poll tells us that. Not caving on principles, but, you know, negotiating. And you saw that firsthand. You saw a different kind of Donald Trump.
That's why I think executives make good presidents, because they're used to operating in the world of on time to the client satisfaction within budget. And, you know, he's definitely a within budget guy. I mean, he sent the Air Force One contract back and said, rework this until it's, you know, the right price for us that Obama had signed off on. We're speaking with Kayleigh McEnany. The book is The New American Revolution, The Making of a Populist Movement. Please get it. Make her number one New York Times bestselling author, even today if you can. Real quick, a couple of fun things. NFL football. It's playoff season. Florida has a team that's moving to the next round. I know you're more of a Tampa girl, but you excited for the Jags? Are they going to go anywhere?
So, well, I hope so, but I'll tell you this. My family has boycotted NFL. We have season tickets.
Oh, you know what? I knew this. We had this conversation.
We had season tickets to the Bucs, but my dad has left those seats empty throughout the season. And, you know, I'm a baseball girl through and through right now.
All right. Okay. Well, and you should be. It's the other half of your home, so that makes sense as well. Okay, so we'll scratch the NFL. Let's talk about Alex. Are you bring it in? Bring it in. I have promised forever that I would fulfill
that moment.
This time.
Oh my goodness! Thank you, Alex.
So, Facebook, if you're watching, she didn't want Richard Luger's steaks delivered. This is Taco Bell steaks.
And you even got all the fire.
I said, get them all. And so.
Heaven, this makes
so
my day.
We're so grateful to have you here. And best wishes on the book.
What's so fun about this is literally when we brought the Taco Bell into, you would have thought she had just been given the greatest gift certificate to the best restaurant in all of America, and she was just thrilled with it. Kayleigh McEnany loves the tacos at Taco Bell, and so we had a bunch of fun. Get the book. It's worth reading. It's worth thinking about all the things that she discusses. And Kayleigh, thanks for making a great visit with us this week. Coming right back, final few minutes on Radio Night Live.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils. But what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insists on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
All right, Kevin McCullough, glad to have you with us. And what a fun night tonight. Kristen Tate in first hour and Kaylee McEnany rounding things out with an exclusive in-studio sit-down. A couple of great books. How Do I Tax Thee, the name of Kristen Tate's book. It's coming out in the first part of March. And then Kaylee McEnany's tremendous, brand-new, just right hot off the press, the New American Revolution, The Making of a Populist Movement. And you can get both of those on Amazon.com, of course. And I think I've got the links up on social media, too. If I don't, I'll get those up before the show is done. Brought to you in part by the awesome fruits and veggies from Balance of Nature. Friends, I kid you not, in North Jersey right now, they were just saying all over the news today there's this epidemic flu outbreak. And I have to tell you, my family is healthy right now. And I think part of the reason is because we've been boning up on the fruits and veggies. 31 separate fruits and vegetables, 10 servings worth in a normal dose of 3 veggies and 3 fruits per day. And friends, the medical studies that they have done, and these are peer-reviewed, people have been busting my chops on social media, but I've got a book full of the peer-reviewed studies from universities and so forth. They have had such good impact on so many different health concerns, from hepatitis C to cancer to diabetes to a number of things. And so what they just simply want you to do is try them for free. And they're willing to give you a couple of months for free when you use my promo code KMC. So pick up the phone and call them and prove them right or wrong. 800-246-8751. Don't be a naysayer sitting on the side. 800-246-8751, promo code KMC. And when you use that promo code, you're going to get 2 months free. Call today, 800-246-8751, and try them and see for yourself. I have not gotten the bronchitis this year. I always get the bronchitis around the first of the year and through the holidays, and I didn't, and I contributed 100% to the fact that I'm having more fruits and vegetables as part of my diet because of fruits and veggies, and that makes such a difference. All right, 800-246-8751, use promo code KMC when you call and get 2 free months worth. They want to give them to you. Why wouldn't you want to try? Like, it makes so much sense. 800-246-8751. Next week, we have got a real treat. And then the week before Valentine's Day, Ashley Papa is going to be stopping in with a little pre-Valentine's Day relationship stuff. So you know you want to come back every Saturday night. And if you are not yet getting the podcasts, you can go to SoundCloud.com and look up KMC Radio, or you can just go to TheBingeThinker.com and click through on the podcast links and go to the SoundCloud page. But we've got some really cool stuff coming at you every day, 7 days a week, 365 a year. We've got content coming at you from the studios of Kevin McCullough Radio and Radio Night Live, and we couldn't be happier than to be doing that for you. And thank you. Thank you for your loyalty these 10 years. Thank you for being with us all this time. Thanks for staying with us tonight. Thanks to Kristen B. Tate and Kaylee McEnany. Thank you, Nick, Kylie, and Ivan for making it all happen. We'll see you next week live from New York.
And I don't stand the ghost of a chance with you. With you.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement.
If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
When you register, go online.